Vatashve, she gave him a kick. Armula, she told him, Leika Kosiv, doesn't the Pasuk say like this? Arucho bakur l'shmura. Im arucho b'rumache barum shaloch. If it's straight, if it's arucho, if it's put out the right way, b'rumache barum shaloch, and all your 248 evorim is mishtameris. Then the Torah will be mishtamer, will be watched in you. V'yimla, but if you don't do it like this, ain't a mishtameris. So the Marsha says that Dibra talking out, that's something that rears on, touches every part of your body. When you talk out the Kol Rum, it makes every part of your body feel it. So that's called you using your Ramach Evorim, by talking loudly. That's the way you're supposed to learn Torah. Tana Talmud Echad Hoyelel Rebbe Elezer, Sho Yeshoy Nebalacha, she used to learn quietly. Liachad Gimel Shonim Shokach Tamuda. After 3 years, he forgot his learning. Because it's not the way you're supposed to learn. You're supposed to learn at loud. It's a brisk crusa to remember. It's brought down aloch like that in your day, a simin reish mem vov. The mechaber brings down this. It's a brisk, that if you learn speaking out that loud, you won't forget so fast. Hu adin, there's a maida learning in the base of medrash. If you learn in the base of medrash, you won't forget your learning so fast. Tono talmid echad hoylal rabbi lezer. Shen yischai besreifa. He was mechuyah sreifa. He did something wrong. The mashal wants to say what he did wrong was he forgot dov rechem mishnosei. The Mishnah says, if you chayiv one thing from your learning, you chayiv misa. So he was nischayiv b'sreif, he forgot one thing of his learning. B'sreif l'mokim, that's pshat l'mokim, for the Eibishti, he forgot the Eibishti's Torah. Omru, but the Malachim said, henicholoi, leave him alone, because Adam Godel Shimish. He was Meshamish, he was helping an Adam Godel. Shimish can mean one of two things, either just Meshamish him, he helped him, or else it means he learned by him. Some say it goes together. The way you learn from a Talmud Chochim is be Meshamish, help him. See the way everything he does, you learn from that. Omalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda. Shinuno, like an Adam Choshev, like learn good. Psach Pumecho Kri. Open up your mouth and then read, it's like say the Chumash. Psach Pumecho Tani. Open up your mouth and then learn Gemara, learn Mishnais. Ki Hecho De Teskayim Becho. Today you should be Mekuyim, but should be Mekayim by you, the Terecho Chayu, that should have a long life. Shenema, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Ki Chayim Heim Lumaitziyahim. You'll have a life for the people that find it. Boshad, Metziyah means you find it. Ulechol Besore Merapim. And it'll heal up your whole body. Is Al Tikri Lumaitziyahim. Don't say the people that find it. Ela Lumaitziyahim Bepeh. It means whoever says it out with their mouth. In other words, when you learn, you speak out with your mouth. That's a schus that you'll have in Arichas Yomim. Ki chayim heim. You'll live a long life if when you're learning, you speak it out loudly. Omalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda. Shinuno. Like my Talmud, like learning good. Chatoif v'yachol. Chatoif is lashon like chaparain, grab it, v'achol and eat it. Chatoif, grab it, v'yishti and drink it. Now, as a poshit, or with Rashi, Rashi says chatoif achol, Rashi, im yesh lecho momen. If you have extra money, lahanois, lahanois atzmecho. Give yourself hanom, al tamtim ad lamocha. Don't wait until tomorrow. Shema Thomas, maybe you'll die today. V'yishuv ein lecho hano, when you're dead, you can't have any enjoyment. So if you have money to enjoy yourself, enjoy it now. That's his lashon. Chatoif achol, chaparain, grab it and eat it now. Chatoif ishti, grab it now and drink it. The alma di yazlina mine, because this world that we're going through is called kilula damya. It's considered like a wedding. Kilula like a chasana. So Rashi says kilula, it means hayoyim yeshnoi, today we're here. Olamachar enenu, tomorrow we're not here, we live a short life. Doima lechupa, it's doima to a chupa, sherlechus maher. The chasna goes by very fast. The more you make long preparations for a chasna a long time, and mamar tonight in a chasna, it goes by 1, 2, 3. So Rashi learns, Pashto say it means, even hanois olamazir. If you have money to enjoy yourself, enjoy it now. Just to keep it for later, you don't know what's going to be later. The Miriel says it means in learning Torah. In other words, if you could learn Torah now, chaparain and learn now. Like Yechol Vishti means in learning Torah. Don't leave it for later, say I'll learn tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow you won't have time. Like the Mishnah Novice says, never say I'll learn tomorrow. You never know what's going to be tomorrow. Chaparain now and eat today and learn today. So even in Rashi's shot, the same thing. There's anything that's good, hop around and enjoy it now. Don't leave it for tomorrow. You don't know what's going to be tomorrow. So Rashi's saying the Geetan laws of eating. And who are then? The person that's holding by learning. Hop around and learn today. Don't leave it for tomorrow. Omalei Rav L'Rav Hamnuna. Bini, my son. Im yesh l'cho, if you have money, heitiv l'cho. Enjoy it. Enjoy life now. as enjoyment of life, he doesn't mean just tam hanos el mazir. He meant to say, like, do mitzvahs, use your money up, though. Whatever you want to do with your money, use it up now. She'ein v'shel tiny, because if you're starting to leave it to when you die, in your grave, there's no tiny. You can't enjoy yourself in the grave. V'yein l'movis is mamur. And misa, death, doesn't take too long. You never know when you're going to come to Yom HaMisa. V'yim toimar, maybe a person would say, aniach l'bni, I have money now. I'm not going to enjoy myself. I'll live a hard life. Today, to leave all my money for my children. That's also not such a good etzah. When you're going to be in your grave, who's going to tell you what's going to happen? So Rashi learns, choyk means mozoin, the food, miyagid l'cho, im nishar biyodom shema yavdu. Who says after your nifta, your children will use up the money, right? Maybe they'll lose it. So your whole thing is you save the money, they should enjoy it. Maybe they won't be able to enjoy it either. Weiter, b'nei yodom doimim l'yasvi yasoda. People are doima to the asvi yasoda, to grass that's growing in the fields. Halolu noitisim, some grass grows up nicely, it blossoms nicely. The halolu noivlim, and the other grass, like dies out, doesn't grow so nicely. So Rashi learns halolu noitisim, some grass grows nicely, blossoms nicely. Kleima, kishem gedilim, when your children will grow up, is gedela panasosam, they'll grow up with their own panasa, they'll be able to take care of themselves. The yoshrini moim, they'll become rich by themselves, a monashach. If the raiment to become rich, they'll become rich by themselves. You yourself don't have to worry about your children. Havada calls them on you're alive, you have to take care of your children. But to start worrying about now what's going to be with your children after your mace, that you don't have to worry about. Like the Abish will take care of them. The Alalu Navlim, Mason, Lushan Vihela Navel, or else they'll go bid. In other words, what's going to be with the children so much, it's going to happen by itself later. So the kids are saying, if you have money, enjoy it now. Enjoy it doesn't stand mean enjoy it. It means do good things with your money. If you have a kohes to do chesed now, to do mitzvahs with it now, don't just stand save your money for later on. You don't know what's going to be later on. If you have something good to do with your money now, you should do it now. Don't leave it for later. You don't know what's going to be later. Leave it for your children later. You don't know what's going to be either. So it's kedai to use your money now for something good and use it and don't worry about later. Right. Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Ha-mahalech, and I once heard of a moshel, so one of my shiva once told me over that when they were in Shanghai, so he says, you know, one person there, they were sick there and they couldn't take care of them, didn't have any money, they couldn't take care of themselves. So one person didn't care any penny he had, he just put it in to have a good, not to enjoy himself, but to make himself healthy. He spent it on doctors, he spent it on buying good food. The other people, very stingy, they got themselves a few dollars, everybody wants to save it, we don't know what's going to be tomorrow, we can't spend the stuff right now. And he always says, over right now, that person right now is a healthy person enjoying life, and the other people are rachmanis, are sick people, and that's so good. Like if he says he would have been at that mass, he would have done the same thing also. If you have money now, and you could do something good right now, hop around and do it right now. What's going to be later, you'll have bitachon, something good will come out later also. Right. Om Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Ha mahalich baderech. Somebody's traveling in the road. V'yeni moy levi. And he has nobody to walk with him. He has no companion with him. Is Yasik Batorah. The Yetzer is learned Torah when you're walking in the road. Shenem Mother Posek in Mishlei says, Ki Liv Yas Chain Heim. It's Liv Yas Chain means it's a Chain. It's a nice companion of Chain with a Torah. Learning Torah is a nice companion. Chosh Bereisha, somebody has a headache, is Yasik Batorah. The Yetzer is to learn Torah. Not like we always say you have a headache. That's an excuse not to learn. I can't learn if I have a headache. If you have a headache, the Refuah should be learning Torah. That's the Refuah. Shenem Mother Posek says, it's a chain, it's something good, even for your head. Chosh begreina, you have something wrong in your throat, you have a sore throat. As Yasek v'tera, learn Torah, it'll also heal you. Shenema, the Pesuk says, v'yanokim legagrosecha. Torah is like change around your throat. In other words, it can heal up your throat also. Chosh b'meyiv, you have something wrong in your kishki, your stomach. As Yasek v'tera, learn Torah. Shenema, refu yestiyah l'serecha. By learning Torah, it'll heal up your serech, it'll heal up your meat. Will heal you up. Chosh b'yatz loisa. What about your problem in your bones? You have arthritis. Your bones are hurting you. Is yasek b'teira vayter the eitzvus to learn teira. Shenema v'shikuyev liyatz moisecha. It's something good for yatzomus also. Will heal up your bones also. Chosh b'chol gufay. What about mamish? You have pains all over your body. You're pretty bad off. Is yasek b'teira the eitzvus vayter to learn teira. Shenema the pasuk says ulchol b'sorei merape. Is a school of learning Torah, it's Merapa Kol Gufay. And this is the only thing that's a refuah for any type of sickness there is. Every other sickness has one type of refuah. And we'll soon see. Omer Rabbi Yehuda of Rabbi Chiyah, Bo v'roa, come and see, Shalai k'midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, midas bos v'dom. Hey, the way we're noyig bos v'dom is not the same way, not as good as the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Midas bos v'dom, how do we act, people? Is Adam noisen sam l'chaveroi? If somebody gets sick, he has the flu, you have to give him this medicine, sam l'chaveroi. Is l'zeh yofa, l'zeh kosher. It's good for somebody that has the flu. Somebody has a stiff neck. It's no good, this medicine. You need medicine for every sickness you have. There's a special refuah for that sickness. And this refuah will not heal somebody else. But the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like this. Nosan Torah Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klai Yisrael Torah. That's called the Sam Chayim L'chol Gufay. Torah is a Sam, a medicine that gives us Chayim life. L'chol Gufay. It makes your whole body life. It heals up your whole body. Shenema, the Pasuk Mishle says, Uluchol besorah merape. That Torah heals up the whole body. Any part of your body that's sick, learning Torah, some mitzvahs, it heals you. It can only do good for you. Trashi Yofa is l'choyli zeh, v'kosh l'choyli zeh. Yofa l'lei v'rali anayim. Hey, so medicine that's good for the heart is bad for the eyes. But by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Torah is not like that. Torah is merape kol gufay. So there's a few ways of learning. I mean, one way to learn is as ruchnius, they say. The same way a person is sick, a gashmius, he's sick ruchnius also. So learning Torah is merape the ruchnius of the person. But poshni gemara's mashmi, even the mitzias. If you are sick, there's something causing the sickness. If you learn Torah, that will take away the siba, what causes the sickness. Omer avami, my disciple, what the posik say? Ki noyim, it's nice and sweet. Ki shishmaram bibitnecha. If you watch it in your bed and in your stomach, is yechaynu yachtov al svasecha. It should be upon your lips together. Eimasai divrei Torah noyim. When is divrei Torah, learning Torah, sweet to a person? Bizman shetishamra bibitnecha. If you watch it inside your stomach. In other words, Drashi, shem shmurim biyadecha, shem nemishtachkim imoch. Means you don't forget it. Just like something goes into your stomach, it's a muscle, it becomes part of you. So when you learn, it becomes part of you. You're not going to forget it. You won't forget it. That's called noyim. Then it'll be sweet to you. And when will it be in your stomach? In other words, when will you remember the learning? You won't forget it. Means you'll speak it out nicely on your lips, on your mouth. In other words, when you learn Torah, you'll speak it out the korum. You'll speak it out nicely. When you have your learning, you'll speak it out with your mouth. Not to stumble on it, and not to say it quietly. But you'll say it out clearly. That's the way to remember the Torah. Reb Zera says the same chiddush from this pasuk. The pasuk says, Simcha le'ish b'mane piv. There should be simcha, happiness for a person, b'mane piv, when he speaks out nicely with mouth. V'dorva b'itoy matoiv. And saying something at the right time, that's good. That's nice. Is Amosai Simcha Liyish, when is a person happy? Bizman Shemana Bepiv, when he speaks it out with his mouth. Rashi says Amosai Simcha Rashi Bizman Shayadeya Lidroish Hilchas Chag Bechag. We know how to give drushes at the right time or speak it out. Dobrachar Amosai Simcha Liyish Amosai Odom Samech B'Talmudai, when is a person happy with what he's learning? Bizman Shayesh Loy Mana. When somebody asks him questions and he's able to answer, ismana means the answer. When the answer is on your tongue, means you know how to answer, that's when you have simcha from your learning. Because if you understand, know you're learning. Hey, this man, he must say, Amosai simcha liish, when is a person happy with his learning? This man shemana bepiv, when he has the answer on his mouth. Lishnachmin, another pshat is, Amosai simcha liish bemana piv, when does a person have simcha? By answering with his mouth, Bizman shedover biitoi matoi. Bizman, he says something at the right time. Like Rashi before said, it means Asha, at the, you have the right rush at the right time. When people are interested in listening, you tell them the right thing, that's a simcha. You tell the people, Bizman, Hilchas Sukkis on Sukkis. Hilchas Rosh Hashanah on Rosh Hashanah, that's called dover biitoi matoi. We have Yitzchok Gamma Mihochev. He says in this posse, Ki korav elecha hadover miyoid. The thing is very close to you. So Machlokes Rishonim, if this pasuk is going on Limud HaTorah, that's where Rashi learns, and the Ramban and Chumash says this pasuk is going on Tshuva, doing Tshuva, is Kikar V'Alech HaDovim Miyod. The thing is very close to you. V'Ficho with your mouth, or V'Lvovcho with your lave, with your heart, La Soise to do it. is Emosai Korav Elecha, when the way Rashi learning Pashti Gemara is saying, when is Torah close to you? Bizman Shebeficha Bubavcha, La Soisai. When you're speaking it out in your mouth, and it's in your heart to do it. Rav Rama Mehocha, Rav says from another Pasik. The Pasik says, Tavas Liboy Nosatoloi, I gave you your desires of your heart. The Yareshes Fosov Baumonato Selon, and the movement of your lips never stopped. Is Amosai Tavo Liboy Nosatoloi, when do you have the desire of your heart? Bizman Shareshes Fosov Baumonato Selon, when the movement of your lips never stopped. In other words, you are Kaseda learning, or you can say the saying out, the learning from your mouth, your lips are never stopping, that's when you'll have Tavas Nafshon. Rava Rami. Rava asked it for Steve in the Psukim. Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Tavas Liboy Nosataloi. Mashma the Eibishter will give you by himself the desires of your heart. Whatever you want, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you. Even if you don't daven and you don't ask for it. Well, Ksiv, the end of the Pasuk says, V'yareshes Svasov Bamonata Selo. Mashmoni Areshes Svasov, here with Dashdi means Tfilah. If you speak it out with your mouth and you daven and you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for it, then he will give you what you want. So the Sira, the Reshis Mashma, you get it without asking for it. And here it's Mashma of Yaresha Svasov, only if you speak it out with your mouth, you have to ask and daven for it. And the Gemara, Zocha Tavas Libunasatoloi. If you're like a big tzaddik, and you're Zocha Zatrashi Zocha, Im Yech Loi Mazel Toiv, if you have a good Mazel, the Yabishta likes you, then Tavas Libunasatoloi. Sheboit Shumisave Boloi Taivo Achloi Shalenu. As long as soon as you have a desire for something, right away the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives it to you, even before you ask for it. That's if you're Zocha. What about Loi Zocha? Means you're not a Tzadik Gomer, and you have to ask for it. Then the Aresha Svasov Ba'amonata Sela. There's always a Kodesh of Tefillah asking for it. If you ask for something, then the Kodesh Baruch Hu will give it to you, will answer you. Trashi Loi Zocha, then Sorech Lehis Makmak Uvelitzar. Then you have to work hard to daven and ask for it. Tona. Tona Devei Rebbe Lazar Ben Yaakov. Wherever the Pasuk says the word Netzach, or else the word Selo, or else the word Vo'ed, you should know Ein Loi Hefsek Olamis. It means that it goes on forever and forever, and it never stops. What's the Raya Netzach? What's the Raya Netzach means forever and ever? The Pasuk says, Ki Loi Li Olam Oriv V'Loi Lo Netzach Ektsoif. Loi Li Olam is not forever. Will I be angry? Or will net, or, and it says the word Netzach. So smash me forever, I won't be angry. Trashi kilei liyolam orav leila netzach ekziv alma la netzach loshen oylamu. It's mashma forever. Midisamachle. Since it says next to the word oylam, it says the word netzach. V'chein ad and oylam yisela alma sela loshen oylam mashma. Sela. What's the raya from the word sela? Tichsev. The pasuk says kasher shomanu kein rinu. The same way we heard about it, we saw it. Bir Hashem tzvoka is bir lekeinu lekim yichayna no ad oylam sela. Same thing, it says the word selo next to the word olam, which means forever, so selo also means forever. Vo'ad, what's the raya from vo'ad? Tichsiv Hashem yilech le'olam vo'ed. What's the raya from vo'ed? It says tichsiv Hashem yilech le'olam vo'ed. So oil also has the word vo'ed, X and the word olam, is mashma forever. Right. Omer Reb Lezer, my tichsiv, what does the Pasuk say in Mishlei? V'yanokim l'gagar osecha. That the Torah is like a chain around your neck. If a person puts himself like a chain, that's a little bit loose around your neck, that means sometimes you see it, sometimes you don't see it. If your chin is down, you can't see the chain. If your chin is up, then you can see what's doing underneath, then you can see the chain. Is then Talmudai Miskayim B'yodai. That's the way a Talmud Chochem should be, and then he'll remember his learning. V'yim Lav, and if he doesn't do like this, is Ein Talmudai Miskayim B'yodai. He won't remember the learning that he learned. So Rashi says, what does it mean? Sorav Zatrashi Tzavorai. Sheino Mitzumtzim B'doichi. It's not mamish very tight around your neck. Sobev HaTzavor. Ela Sheripoi Berevach. It's a little bit loose. Kachu Noyem Umerutz Labriyas. Same way you're nice to people. People like you. And when you have a chain that's too tight around you, it bothers you. That's no good. Same thing, if you bother other people, it's no good. A Talmud Chochem has to be somebody that doesn't bother other people. People like you, you're sweet to other people. That's a school to keep the Torah. We always say, you have to have midas in order to be zoicha to learn Torah. You have midas taivas, then you'll be zoicha to learn Torah. V'nira v'yena, nira z'atrashya means, kisha magbiya tzavara nira. When you pick up your neck, you see the chain. Mitach hazikne, underneath. Most of the times your beard or your chin is covering up the chain. Kach, im Talmud Chachamu ain't a right of lotzes lava b'shuk. The Talmud Chacham is not always running in the street. Ela Yoshev amachzer al Talmudai. He's home learning, chasering the Gemara. Then niskayim b'yodai. But if he always going to see the Talmud Chacham on the street, on the road, that's no good. He's not chasering. He won't remember his learning. Vayta, Yomer Reb Loza. My disciple was the Pasuk saying, Shir Shirim. L'choyov ka'arugos ha'boisim. His cheeks were like arugos, or aruga, or ro, ha'boisim of psamim. It makes him all the matzo. A person puts himself karuga there like this row, shakel doshenbo, a row that you're growing in. Everybody steps on the ground. Same thing. You're like you're an onuf. You let people step on you. Ukeboisim, and you're also like psamim, like smell good smelling. Zeh shakel mevasmin bo. Everybody smells from it. Is talmudai miskayim. Then your learnings you will keep. V'yimlav ain't talmudai miskayim. If you don't have these midas, you won't remember, you won't have siyat nishmaya, you won't remember your learnings. So Drashi means shakel doshin oisai shein legasis. He's not a bagaivnik, he's not haunty, he's a humble person. Shakel mizbas mimenu, shemalam me terlo tamidim. Everybody gets from him. Just like you have something that smells perfume, you put it near you, everybody smells from it. Same thing, a Talmud Chochem teaches other people learning. So everybody gets from the Talmud Chochem, with this skula, he'll remember his learning. So it's always brought down, the koyach to remember learning is siyata d'shmaya. It's not enough you have a good head. You have to have siyata d'shmaya in order to remember your learning. So if you have good midas, you'll be zeicha to siyata d'shmaya to remember your learning. So Yomer Reb Loza, my disciple, what the pasuk say? Luchos evan. He made a stone, the luchos made out of a stone. Im oda meisim atzma yes lechayev kevin zu. The person makes himself like this stone. Sheina nimchis, that never gets worn out. That's the way you make your lechiyayiv, you make your cheeks. In other words, your lips are always moving, always learning Torah. It is tamudim iskayim biyodai. Then you remember your learning. V'yimlav ain't tamudim iskayim biyodai. But if you don't make yourself like a stone that never gets rubbed out, in other words, your mouth gets tired, you get tired from learning, then you won't remember your learning. Trashi kevin zu sheina nimcha. Bipnei drisa shragli bnei yodim. Even if people step on the stone, it doesn't get dissolved. Kach lechiyayiv, same thing, your lips, your cheeks. Einam nile milachzer alimud. It doesn't get tired from chazering what you learned. Velomod acherim. Also, you teach other people. That's also a schus to remember you learned. V'yom Reb Loza. My dechse was a posuk say chorus ala luchus. It was engraved on the luchus. The seras adibros were engraved on the luchus. Il mole lo nishtabru luchus harishonis. If the first luchus were not broken, lo nishtachcha terum Yisrael. It would have never been forgotten Torah from Klal Yisrael. That's Lashon Choris. It was like hollowed out in the lave of every Yid it would have been. His Luchas Rishonis would have been Torah that Mamish, you wouldn't have to work hard to understand it. It would have been like scratched out on everybody's lave. They would have never forgotten the Torah. Now we weren't Zeichel for the Luchas Rishonis. We only got the Luchas Shnias. The second Luchas you only get by Melis working hard. There it's easy to forget. But if we would have been Zeichel with the first Luchas, we would have never forgot the Torah. Drashila nishtachu, choros mashma chokuk. It's hollow. It's scratched out. V'ena nimchak li'olam. You can never erase it. Ayde haluchas soysa Torah chakuk li Yisrael me'ashtachak mehen olamis. It would have never been forgotten. Never forgotten from Klal Yisrael. Rav Acha, Rav Yaakov Oma, ein kol uma v'loshen shaletus b'hem. No nation could be shalet rule over Klal Yisrael. Shenema the posik says choros. That what the luchos, the was chorus was hollowed out. Is al tikru chorus? Because really it should have said the word chakika. How come it says the word chorus? El cheris. It means to say we're freed. That with learning the Torah, that makes Klal Yisrael b'nei chorin. Rashi al luchos, bishril haluchos, hoi b'nei Yisrael b'nei chorin. Because of the Kabbalah Satorah at that time, Klal Yisrael became b'nei chorin. They were freed that no umah had shlitter over them. That's until later on, they did the chatoyim, that's when the umas had shlitter over them. Omer Ravi Masna. My dechsev, what the pasuk say? Umi matona, umi midbar matona. From the midbar they went to matona. Means imesim odem atzmoi kimidbar. If a person makes himself like a midbar, like a desert, ze shakel doshin boy. Everybody steps on the midbar. Same thing. You're a humble person. You have no gaiva. Is talmudim iskayim biyodai. Is the midbar vanove. It's a schus to remember the Torah. V'yim lav. If you're not a humble person but you're a gaivenik, is ain't talmudim iskayim biyodai. Then you won't remember the Torah. Because you won't have siyata d'shmaya, you won't remember it. Rova bre de Rabbi Yosef bar Chama hevilei milsa le Rabbi Yosef. Rava, once got Rav Yosef angry. So the kids say Rav Yosef was angry at Rava Bray, the Rav Yosef Bachoma. He did something wrong for Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef was angry at him. Paday. It's Kimoti Malo Yom Kippur. When it came to Erev Yom Kippur, Omar, so Rav said, Ezel v'yafaisi. Let me go and yes, Mechilo. I'll go be Mephias Rav Yosef. I once got him angry. Let me be Mephias him. Also, so Rav went to him, Ashkechen Lishmayo, to call Mozik Lekisa. He saw a shamish outside that was, Mozik Lekisa was pouring the wine, pouring water into the wine to make it mozik, to make it drinkable. The Gemara's time, the raw wine was very strong. He had to be mozik, add water into it. The rest is mozik, b'mayim. He was adding water into the wine. Is Omalei, so Rav told the shamish, Havli, give it to me. V'yimzigayano, let me mix the water into the wine for Rav Yosef. Is Yoivles, the Shamish gave it to Rava, Mozgei, Kedetoime. He was Mozik, yet he put water the way Rava liked it, the way his time, the way he liked to taste the wine. Is Mozgei, Yoivles, Mozgei. He gave it to him, and he was Mozgei. Kedetoime, when Rav Yosef drank the wine, Omer Rav Yosef said, to Mihai Mizigo, the Mizgo, the Rava. Bray the Rav Yosef Bachoma. Hey, so Rav Yosef remembered that this is the same wine the way Rava used to make it. So he said, like, Mistama, you are Rava. So Rashi learns Rav Yosef was sagi nor heavy. Rav Yosef was a little bit blind. He couldn't see Rava. So Mela Rava didn't know who gave him the wine. It was only after Rav Yosef tasted the wine that he remembered, he recognized, this is the same taste of wine that Rava used to make. So Amaleya Nohu. Rava said, yes, it's me. I'm right here. Don't sit on the chair. Until you explain to me this pasuk. That's the first thing Rabbi Yosef asked him. After mechila, yeah, I'll be meichu you. Right away, yes, no. Tell me what's pshat these psukim. My dear, what's the pasuk saying? Umi midbar matono, umi matono nachliel, umi nachliel bomos, umi bomos hagei. What does the pasuk mean? Omalei. If a person makes himself like a midbar, there, shakol doshim boy. Everybody traps or stamples over you. But you're a humble person. Is Torah nitnu loy b'matonim. Then a Kodesh Baruch Hu will give you Torah as a present. V'chivin shenitnu loy b'matonim. Once you get Torah as a present, nachlu keil. You get a nachlu like inheritance from the Eibishter. Shenemu umimatonim nachliel. You get a nachlu from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The kivan shenachlu keil. Once the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you a Yerusha nachla oyle legdula, the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you something, then you become a great person. Shenema umenachniel umenachniel bamas. From nachliel you come to bamas, a high place. But because she got rich or Hashem gave you a matonis, you become a bagayvenik now. You should know Hakodesh Baruch Hu mashpilai. Hakodesh Baruch Hu will make you poor again. He'll bring you down. Shenema umibamas hagay. From bombas, from high places, Hagi brings you down to the valley, to the low places. If you do tshuva, and you're not a Bagaiver anymore, you become humble again, then the Kodesh Baruch Hu makbiyoi, then the Kodesh Baruch Hu will pick you up again. Every low place, every low valley, is yunose, the Kodesh Baruch Hu will pick up again. But the midah pasiyata d'shmaya is an aniva, being a humble person. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu was zeichet to mekabel the Torah, because it says Moshe onov mikol adam. Moshe was the biggest onov there was. That's why he was the one to be zeichet to be mekabel the Torah. Omer Rav Huna, my dechsir was the pasuk say, Chayoscha yoshvuvo. The chayos will sit by you, the wild animals will sit by you. Tochim b'toivoscha l'oni elukim. The Kodesh Baruch Hu will give toivo to an oni. What's trying this pasuk? What is chayas got to do with it? Anoni in Elokim. If a person makes himself like a chay, like a wild animal, that doesn't mean you become a wild animal, mamish, wild Indian. That means zu she deresus v'yachelis. A wild animal, the mashal is when it eats, all it does is it's deres. It takes another animal and deres grabs it and kills it. V'yachelis, it eats it right away. So Rashi learns she deresus v'yachelis means miyad. Liyacha herigosai. As soon as a wild animal kills another animal, it eats it up right away. Sheinu makbed al tanugim. He's not makbed to roast it, to boil it, to bake it. El oichel bosa b'lay tavlin. He eats the meat the way it is now without any spice, no mustard. V'chein shar inugim. He doesn't have any other inugim. That's the way an animal eats. If that's the meat, if a Talmud Chacham eats the same way, he doesn't go after his tanugim, then he'll be zeichet for Torah. V'ikad yami, some say, she misareches v'yecheles. So Rashi says, Mareches means betit. an animal like makes himself dirty, betit in mud. Haino mi she'enoi hoylech acha gvoyis. He doesn't want to look like a big person. Lokas b'macholo to make him eat nicely. Im lo nizbasher kotzok. The same shot. Like a bagayvnik only wants heat exactly the way he wants it. If you're not that way, then it's good. This is the first pshat. In shot, Rashi doesn't like this pshat. Rashi says lishnachmir. Another pshat is like this. Shed the rest as ve'chelus means liacher harigrosoi oichelus miad. As soon as a wild animal kills another animal, it eats it up right away. Kach talmud. That's what it means. Does he learn so much, even though it's like a nivul? He likes himself not look so nice because he's learning so much. That's what Talmud Chacham does. So Rashi loshin ze nirubenai. Rashi likes the second pshat. Why? He doesn't like the first pshat that Talmud Chacham doesn't eat nice or he doesn't look nice. Because in Gans Kumar, all over we find shederech tamidei chachamim lahakped al macholim. A Talmud Chacham is supposed to be respectful. He's supposed to eat nicely. He's supposed to eat nice food. Derech gedulah for care for covered. He's supposed to have a nice portion, a nice piece of food. He's supposed to feed a Talmud Chacham nicely. V'yam abushayim. A Talmud Chacham is makbet to look nice also. His clothing should be nice. So Mela Rashi doesn't like the first shot. The Vada Talmud Chacham should eat nicely and should dress nicely. It just means he should chazer right away. Go and learn what he learned. Go chazer right away. Right, if Tamudim is kain biyodim, the Imlav of the Talmud Chacham does not chazer his learning right away, ain't Tamudim is kain biyodim. The Imoisim kain HaKadosh Baruch Hu oiseloi sudu biyatzmai. And if a Talmud Chacham does this, as soon as he gets finished learning, he chazes it over again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself will make a sudu for you. Shenema, that's the end of this pasuk of Tikoin b'toivoscha l'oni elokim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself will make a toivah to the oni, give you a sudu. Omer Rabbi Chiya Barab, Omer Rabbi Yochim. My desir was the pasuk of Mishlei say, Noitzer teina yoicha pirya. Somebody that watches the teina, the fig, he'll eat the peris. Now this is going on divrei Torah. I mean, somebody that watches the Torah will eat food, will eat the peris. Is loma nimshlo divrei Torah ketena? Why is the Torah daima to a fig tree? Ma teina zu, just like a fig tree.